Good morning. It's 11 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Leticia Rodriguez with Roger Tran and Calissa Pessoa. In the weather, it's 6 degrees and raining outside over East York Studios. Now, here are the headlines. At least 35 people are dead in two suicide bomb attacks in Moscow. The Leafs and Pittsburgh Penguins go into an overtime shootout, and legendary band Rush goes into the Canadian Hall of Fame. Now to our top story. Two Moscow subway stations were attacked by female suicide bombers early this morning. According to the Associated Press, Moscow officials have said at least 37 people are dead and 65 wounded. Officials believe the two women are rebels from the Kaukasus region. This is not the first time that Moscow has seen its subway stations bombed by rebels. 6 years ago, Kaukasus Islamic separatists attacked two other stations. At 8 a.m., Lubyanka station, which is underneath the Moscow's Federal Security Service building, was bombed. 45 minutes later, Pokultry station was attacked. In a television interview after the attacks, President Dmitry Medvedev vowed to fight terrorism. Officials have not attached a death and injury tolls to any particular station. The body of a 40-year-old man was found after a fire broke out in an Etobicoke rooming house early yesterday morning. The fire started around 5 a.m. inside the house at 22nd Street between Lakeshore and Birmingham. The man whose name has not been released was found inside at the back of the building. Three other residents were taken to the hospital and one is currently on life support. Residents of the house are now homeless because the fire caused the roof to cave in. An investigation will be done to determine the cause. Meanwhile, two other fires in Toronto have left one dead and another in the hospital. In a West End fire that destroyed a 15th floor apartment, firefighters found a 74-year-old man without vital signs. He was revived later at the hospital. Again last night, a fire in an East End house killed a 61-year-old woman. She was found dead inside by firefighters. The cause of these fires are also under investigation. A protest is being held today to try and save Yonge Eglinton Square from redevelopment. Toronto councillors are expected to vote this week on a proposal from the square's property owner, RioCan. The proposal includes plans to build a three-level shopping mall with green space on the roof. According to CP24 News, councillors are leaning towards approving this in efforts to increase commercial business space next to the Eglinton East subway station. A group called Yes Coalition wants the space kept open and hopes the protest will convince council members to reject the proposal. There has been much speculation over the decline in journalism jobs for students arriving straight out of school. Two Toronto Star reporters willingly share their career experiences with those who fear a lack of job opportunities. As Observer's Laura Grand reports, aspiring journalists are eager to gather tips and advice from the professionals.
Who better to turn to for journalism career advice than two seasoned veteran reporters? Rob Salem has 33 years of experience in the journalism industry. As the television critic for the Toronto Star, he is full of experience and amusing anecdotes. He admits he struggles with multi-platform journalism, but acknowledges that being an internet savvy is beneficial to upcoming young reporters.
The worst. It's both a good and bad time, actually, to get into it, because being young and going in, you're more open to this whole multimedia thing, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I mean, I'm filing here for the internet, and I don't get it.
Toronto Star movie columnist Peter Howell says that learning to communicate with your interviewee and making it an enjoyable experience is the key to a good interview.
And make it a conversation and make it enjoyable, because it's all about, what we do is all about getting to know people, right? You're trying to communicate. So make it a worthwhile communication. Make it enjoyable that person's glad they spent the time to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Both journalists have offered useful anecdotes and tips to students fresh out of journalism school for years. Their advice helps ease the fears of those who worry about the decline of journalism. This has been Laura Grande, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's all for the news. Now to Roger with sports.
Thanks, Leticia. And hi, everyone. The Leafs lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins last night in an overtime shootout. The final score was 5-4, with Sidney Crosby scoring the winning goal. The Leafs are up against Atlanta at the ACC Tuesday night. The Raptors lost to Miami Heat yesterday as their 17-point lead came to an end during the final quarter of the game. Final score 97-94 for the Heat. The Raptors are now half a game up from the Chicago Bulls for the 8th playoff spot. The Blue Jays reshaped their lineup as they release outfielder Joey Gathright. They have also reassigned infielder Brad Amos and outfielder Chris Lubanski to the lineup. General manager Alex Anthopoulos told Gathright that he brought him to win a spot on the team. The Blue Jays are up against Baltimore Orioles in a spring training match on Tuesday. The Eastern Commerce Saints High School senior boys basketball team is off to a provincial championships for the third straight year. The final game of the city championships took place in the Kerr Center at Ryerson last week. As the Observer's Dan Heyman reports, it was a hard-fought battle until the bitter end.
The Eastern Commerce Saints defeated their arch-rival Oakwood Mariners 64-61 after a battle that wasn't decided until the final minutes of regulation time. After heading into the half with a commanding 11-point lead, the Saints allowed the Barons to battle back and reduce the lead to 6 points at the end of the third quarter. But head coach Kevin Jeffers knew his boys had it in them.
They gave it everything, right? We knew coming in, you know, our key word was focus, and they gave it to us. You know, we had to take care of business, and that's what it was.
Cam Robertson is one of only two returning seniors on this year's squad. He led all players in scoring with 14 points, but felt like he had some big shoes to fill.
Good game, you know. Finals last year, we won it, but this year, you know, we had to step it up. We lost to Oakland in the season, and we beat them in the South region, so it's kind of like a rubber match between the two, so it feels good.
The next step is the provincial championship. With only two returning players from last year's squad, Coach Jeffers knows it's going to be a challenge, but he has confidence in his team.
It's amazing for us to get there again, and, you know, we know what it's about. We've been there, so we have that experience aspect. Our team is very young, and the routine has to be crucial because that's what's going to count.
The provincial championships begin March 8th in Oshawa. Dan Heyman, Observer Radio News Online, Toronto.
In NCAA, the Blue Dew Devils defeated the Baylor Bears 79-71 yesterday. Nolan Smith scored a career-high 29 points as he carried his team to victory. Duke now advances to the Final Four, the first time since 2004. The next NCAA basketball game will take place this coming Saturday. Canada's Jennifer Jones earns a bronze medal at the Ford Women's World Curling Championship yesterday with a 9-6 win against Sweden's Cecilia Oslin. She came back from a devastating loss from Scotland's Eve Muirhead on Saturday night. Jones says she thought the team did Canada proud yesterday with their performance. And that's all for sports. Stay with us because Clarissa will have entertainment news after the break.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm your neighbor. Next door neighbor.
Yeah?
I missed you when you moved in, I guess.
Really?
I wanted to explain about the shelf in your refrigerator.
The shelf? Oh, you mean the bottom shelf, the one with the whole case of Molson Golden? Boy, what a great surprise that was moving in.
It was my Molson Golden. My Molson Golden.
Your Molson Golden?
Yeah. I had an arrangement with the person who lived there before you.
Oh, yeah?
I sort of rented one shelf in a fridge.
You don't have a refrigerator?
Yeah, I'm a photographer. Mine's full of film, and I needed some place to keep my Molson Golden.
Oh, yeah? I see.
Clear, smooth. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It was terrific.
It was terrific?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, was?
Molson Golden from North America's oldest brewer of beer and ale, the number one import from Canada. Molson makes it golden.
It really was a shame when you missed the party.
I feel like I was there in spirit.
Welcome back. Rush is now a member of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. The induction took place Sunday, March 28th, inside the Toronto Centre for the Arts. Songs such as The Spirit of the Radio and Tom Sawyer were named Canadian classics. Indie band Alexis on Fire played a tribute set for Rush. Other previous performers inducted into the hall include Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell. Rush's lead singer expressed receiving the award as the ultimate compliment. The band says they are pleased to be recognized for their talents in songwriting. Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, and Alex Lifeson are going down in Canadian music history. It's the end of an era as Metro Morning host Andy Berry steps down after 15 years as the voice of Toronto. March 1st, the CBC held an appreciation for Berry at the CBC building on 250 French Street West. Francois Bieber reports.
This is knowing the worry for me about my retirement is how do I replace the stimulation of walking into a studio?
The city's number one radio host, whose charm helped Torontonians battle morning traffic jams, announced recently he had fallen ill with Parkinson's disease, and the early mornings demanded by the show began to take its toll on the 65-year-old.
One of the things that, you know, I didn't even realize until I looked back at some records
last week is when I started this job 15 years ago, I went on the air at 6:15 in the morning. So I got here a half an hour later than I do now. And that really, going from 6:15 to 5:30 is a pretty big shift at that hour in the morning in terms of when you have to wake up. So originally I woke up at 4:45, and I'm 65 and I have Parkinson's. So I think it began to feel like a bit of a burden.
With Barry stepping down, CBC's Matt Galloway, already known citywide as the voice of Here and Now, takes over the morning shift. As a city dweller, upon hearing he would be the show's new host, Galloway looks to bring his own experiences to the show, and he's excited to talk about the city he loves.
Oh, I was thrilled. I mean, I was ecstatic. If you work in Toronto on the radio, this is the job that you want. And I mean, you can go and work nationally, you can do a show that's heard across the country, but I live in the city, and I want to talk about what I see when I ride my bike to work, or when I take my kids out to play baseball, or when I am on my way to the subway. And you can only really do that.
Francois Bieber, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
And that's all for entertainment. Back to Alicia with news.
Thanks, Clarissa. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great morning.